Hi, and welcome to the Alpha Wetlands podcast.
Hello, my name is Irina Shoka. I represent Alpha Wetlands Communication Partner, European Wilderness Society. And today we are with Dmitry Shepashenko, representing another Alpha Wetlands project partner from Austria called International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis, IASA. Dmitry, please tell us more about the progress of your work and why it is important.
Hello everyone. We study how restoring damaged wetlands in Europe can help to mitigate climate change and support nature recovery. Many European wetlands are currently in use for farming or for forestry, and this area often release a large amount of greenhouse gases. We look at where this area are located and how they can be managed differently in the future for common benefits. We explore different options. Some of these options involve reduced intensity of land use. For example, we can change land use from cropland to low-intensity meadows, or can grow specific tree species in wet condition, then can be eventually used for energy or materials.
What do you see are the most important scientific and policy questions that work package for, the work package on which you are working, helping to answer?
Yeah, in our work, we apply advanced computer models that brings together agriculture, forestry, and land use across Europe into one connected system. This means we don't look at wetlands in isolation, but try to link different land use systems together. This approach allows us to calculate both greenhouse gas emissions and removals across all these sectors at the same time. We look at the complex climate impact, not just one piece of puzzle by one. At the European level, we explore different policy relevant scenarios where wetlands restoration would be most effective, and what type of restoration would work best in different regions. We also study what kind of incentives would be needed to support farmers and landowners in making these changes. We also look how to balance wetland restoration with the needs to continue producing food and timber, and how to manage these trade-offs in a practical way.
Sounds interesting. Dmitry, can you please also tell me that today we are at one of the Alpha Wetlands Living Labs, which is located in Austria. And we know that your work package combines evidence from such local living labs with modeling at regional and EU level. Please tell me why it's so important that these local cases help you to understand and what can happen across Europe as a whole.
Yeah, knowledge from living labs are absolutely critical for our work. Places like living labs here in Austria and other places across Europe are not just research sites, they are working landscapes, which include many different types of wetlands, each managed in different way. And by studying this diverse area, we can see how wetlands respond to real conditions, change in water level, differences in soil, shifts in climate. Instead of relying only on the theory, we learn directly from what is happening on the ground.
Thank you, Dmitry. Sounds interesting. And my next question would be that the project is using improved wetland maps and soil data. Why does having better information on peatlands and wet soils matter for planning, restoration, and estimation of the benefits?
Accurate data are absolutely critical for modeling exercises. Improved wetland map help us to identify exactly where peatlands are located. And wetlands are not the same in different places. Some of them store lots of carbon, but other wetlands behave differently, depends on different water level and soil condition. When we use improved information, it helps us to better model water condition and greenhouse gas emission. Better information support better planning, and this helps policymakers, land manager, and communities make informed decision based on this improved information and better model results.
Yes, that sounds very important. And my next question would be that I also know that your team is working on the update of GloBiome. So can you please tell me what is that exactly and why it is useful and why we need it?
GloBiome is a powerful economic and land use optimization model. It's kind of a virtual laboratory when we can explore how land in Europe is used and how it might change in the future. It brings together agriculture, forestry, and land use, and a model linked detailed biophysical simulation to economy and prices and the costs. This provides information about physical possibilities and limits of European lands, such as how productive it can be under different environmental conditions, management practices, and climate change. In addition to productivity, GloBiome also considers environmental impact of current and alternative land use practices. This ensures that land use planning is based on a wide and well-informed set of options.
Wow, that sounds really important. And my last question for today would be that since we are today participating in the citizen engagement activities, which include also biodiversity observations, and I know that we are using different platforms for that, why it is important to have such observations for researchers? And do you also use it?
Absolutely. Citizen observation is incredibly valuable for research, and they help us to collect much more data than scientists could gather on their own. This kind of data gives us better picture of biodiversity in our wetlands. For example, this data can be combined with scientific measurements to improve maps of species distribution and how this different species link to specific habitats. The more real-world data we have, the better we can understand wetlands ecosystem and their status. And citizen engagement builds a strong connection between people and nature. It raises awarenesses and help ensure that research is not only done for society, but also with society.
Yeah, that's really important. I agree with you that researchers and citizens in Alpha Wetlands can work together and help each other. Thank you very much for this good discussion. We're wishing you good luck for your work package and looking forward for the final results.
Thank you.
That was the Alpha Wetlands podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Bye!